Now, the U.S. National Security Advisor has warned the government of Venezuela against any action which would jeopardize a U.S.-recognized self-proclaimed interim president, Juan Guaido. John Bolton said in a tweet, there will be serious consequences for those who attempt to subvert democracy and harm Guaido. Earlier, Venezuela's attorney general asked the Supreme Court to take precautionary measures against the opposition leader. Tariq William Saab pointed out, plea was made in the midst of an ongoing investigation against Guaido to bar him from leaving the country and to freeze his assets. Guaido was quick to respond by describing the move as part of a chain of threats against him and opposition-controlled parliament. And now joining us for an update is our own Press TV's Jesus Silva. Hello there, Jesus. Thank you for joining us there out of Caracas. Give us the latest there if you can, please, Jesus.
Well, today the Attorney General, Mr. Tariq William Saab, announced to the press that he had requested some measures against self-proclaimed President Juan Guaido, or Juan Guaido. The Attorney General said that he requested the judiciary to prohibit Guaido from selling his assets and also from traveling abroad. And also, his bank accounts are frozen. In this context, this could be considered by experts as a response to the recent economic sanction that was launched by the U.S. government over the oil industry. One of the hardest blows that the government of Venezuela has received, we are speaking about $11 billion that are now confiscated by the U.S. government under the masquerade of a so-called retention of the money that will be now administrated by the self-proclaimed president, Mr. Juan Guaido. This is a move by the U.S., which is considered by experts completely illegal. And the Venezuelan government is somehow responding to that terrible economic aggression.
Thank you, Jose. Jesus, that is part for that update. And now Venezuela's opposition leader, Juan Guaido, who proclaimed himself as the country's interim president, has led anti-government rallies calling for the overthrow of President Nicolas Maduro. But who is Juan Guaido exactly? In this following report, we'll take a closer look at his rise from complete obscurity.
Juan Gerardo Guaido Marquez, Venezuela's opposition leader, is spearheading a Western-backed campaign to topple President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido, currently the president of the opposition-controlled legislature, was born in July 1983. Raised in a middle-class family, Guaido earned his undergraduate degree in 2007. 2 years later, he, along with other residents of Vargas State, survived a natural disaster with torrential rains and flash floods that killed tens of thousands of people in the area. He accused the government of the then president, Hugo Chavez, of mismanagement in the incident. He began organizing demonstrations against Chavez more than a decade ago. In 2007, Guaido traveled to the U.S., where he earned a postgraduate degree in public administration from George Washington University. In 2009, he became a founding member of the Popular Will political party in Venezuela. It was in that very party that Leopoldo López, another well-known opposition leader of Venezuela, mentored Guaido for the years to come. In 2010 parliamentary elections, Guaido was elected as an alternate federal deputy, but was later elected to a full seat in the National Assembly in the 2015 elections with 26% of the vote. And in 2017, he was named head of the Controllers Commission of the National Assembly. He contributed to research at the University of Arizona, giving testimony to analysts on the working conditions of Latin American politicians and specifically institutional crisis and political change. Subsequently, Guaido was elected president of the National Assembly of Venezuela in December 2018. Upon taking office, he pledged to confront Maduro by drawing up an 8-point action plan against the president. He challenged Maduro's presidency on January 10 this year by describing his inauguration as illegitimate. The National Assembly then announced Guaido had assumed the powers and duties of president. This prompted the 35-year-old lawmaker to take an oath of office on his own. The swearing-in ceremony even took his mother and wife by surprise. The United States has thrown its full weight behind the young politician, saying it will use its economic and diplomatic power to restore democracy in Venezuela. U.S. President Donald Trump officially recognized Juan Guaido as Venezuela's president. Trump has even gone farther by threatening to militarily intervene in Venezuela. It has also urged nations around the world to abandon Maduro. The U.S. has long been accused of making efforts to install what Venezuelans call a puppet regime in the country to achieve its own goals, including access to the natural resources of the Latin American nation. Under the Constitution of Venezuela, the President of the National Assembly may serve as interim president only if the office of president becomes vacant. According to the Constitution, when the president-elect is absolutely absent before taking office, a new election shall take place.
And joining us now is Mr. Chuck Kaufman, National Coordinator at Alliance for Global Justice out of Tucson, Arizona. Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to have you on the program. Now, if I could, we haven't seen anything this bizarre in quite some time, you know, between Washington and what's happening in Caracas. Sir, it's funny, you have lawmakers in Washington that, get their feathers ruffled when there's a few Facebook posts, you know, and they call it, you know, you're meddling in our internal affairs. And so please tell me what this is, recognizing an unelected man in a foreign country that, you have a certain, issues with, and declaring him president of that nation and then seizing the nation's assets and putting it at his discretion.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we're seeing the entire facade of diplomacy developed over the last 500 years crumbling around our ears. It's showing the basic thuggishness of the Trump administration to think that they can just waltz in and name somebody president of a country that already has a president. What's particularly surprising to me is that Great Britain and countries in Europe, in the European Union, are going along with it. Britain is holding $1.2 billion of Venezuelan gold that they're refusing to give to the back to the rightful government. And the European Union has the gall to demand early elections in Venezuela, counter to the Venezuelan constitution.
And what kind of horrible precedent is this, a danger it's setting?
Well, right, it's a danger of returning to the law of the jungle, to might makes right, to the kind of system before there were conventions following World War One, and even before that, when did you ever hear of a country breaking off relations with another country and that country refusing to remove its diplomats? I mean, that was probably one of the earliest conventions of countries operating with each other that was created after the Renaissance. We are in uncharted territory that is extremely dangerous. It would be humorous if it wasn't for the fact that lives are at stake.
And Jesus, if you could, what kind of reactions have we seen so far out of Caracas, and how does the Maduro administration feel like it's going to handle this, getting highway robbed, billions of dollars of its national assets, and having, the current president not being recognized by Europe and America?
Well, it seems that the main challenge for the Maduro administration is to overcome this economic sanction by the U.S. by tightening ties with other allies from the world. For example, China, Russia, Iran, Turkey. The administration of Maduro has been preparing itself for for this scenario of a severe economic sanction by the U.S. And what this is actually is the oil embargo, an oil embargo against Venezuela. And it is very severe and very dramatic because almost 95% of Venezuela's economic income depends on oil sales. So it is a tough challenge to confront. But it seems, according to the most recent statements by Maduro and his cabinet, that things are getting ready for this new scenario of developing and moving forward with the Venezuelan oil industry without the U.S. as a partner in terms of selling oil to other countries.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining us on this news review. Out of Caracas, our own Press TV's Jesus Silva, and out of Tucson, Arizona, Chuck Coffin, National Co-Coordinator at Alliance for Global Justice. And viewers, that's a wrap for your news review. Bye-bye for now.